From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The NATO-led military coalition says two of its soldiers were killed Saturday in southern Afghanistan when two individuals wearing local forces uniforms opened fire at a military compound. Statement from the International Resolute Support Mission in Kabul said its members returned fire and killed the shooters. It also said that Afghan and coalition officials have launched an investigation, but gave no other details and did not reveal the nationalities of the slain soldiers. A 72-hour ceasefire extension in the Syrian city Aleppo has provided some breathing space for residents. Displaced families returned home and schools reopened. Ahmed is a student in Aleppo. He says there were many bombings and his parents were scared and stopped sending him to school. He was grateful, he says, the bomb stopped so school could continue. Before the latest ceasefire, Aleppo had seen days of heavy fighting that had killed nearly 300 civilians, including 57 children. An Egyptian court has handed down death sentences to six defendants in a trial for ousted former Islamist President Mohamed Morsi and nearly a dozen other co-defendants for alleged transfer of secret information to the Gulf state of Qatar. The panel of three judges postponed a verdict for Morsi until June 18th. Trial is one of several the ousted former president is facing. Three of the six people who were condemned to death are currently outside the country and were tried in absentia. Sentences for those tried in absentia automatically dismissed. This is VOA News. Mexican authorities abruptly transferred convicted drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman from a prison outside Mexico City to another penitentiary. Guzman, the notorious Sinaloa drug cartel boss, has twice escaped from Mexican prisons in recent years. He was transferred under heavy security to Ciudad Juarez, which is separated from the U.S. state of Texas by the Rio Grande River. A Mexican government statement said the transfer was prompted by ongoing security upgrades at the Mexico City prison and characterized the move as part of a periodic rotation of high-profile prisoners initiated last year. The anonymous source behind the leak of the Panama Papers says income inequality is one of the defining issues of our time and that the governments need to do more to address the issue. In early April, media organizations wrote about the largest leak, the unauthorized disclosure of confidential information ever, exposing data from secret offshore companies. Panama Papers have been called 1.5 million documents, which belong to a law firm in Panama. They showed how the firm helped some wealthy people set up offshore firms, often used to hide assets and avoid taxes and sanctions. President Obama delivered a commencement speech at the historically African-American Howard University here in Washington on Saturday. He told the graduates that race relations have improved over the last three decades, but more work needs to be done. Mr. Obama also spoke about the progresses made in the U.S.
The poverty rate is down. Americans with college degrees, that rate is up. Crime rates are down. America's cities have undergone a renaissance. There are more women in the workforce. They're earning more money. We've cut teen pregnancy in half. We've slashed the African-American dropout rate by almost 60%. And all of you have a computer in your pocket that gives you the world at the touch of a button.
President Obama told the college graduates they are better positioned now than any other time to address outstanding problems. Saturday's speech was the first of three commencement addresses Mr. Obama has on his agenda. He is scheduled to speak May 5th at Rutgers University in New Jersey. Then on June 2nd, he addresses the graduates of the U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado. From the world of horse racing, favorite Nyquist has won the 146th running of the Kentucky Derby, becoming the eighth unbeaten horse to win the first jewel in the so-called Triple Crown of American horse racing. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.